You're listening to the Family of Tegeta podcast. Message from Leica. The Cluses of Zez.
Friends of the great planet Earth. We greet you in this communication with great love and respect. Never has there been such a dream that is completely diversified with the absolute frequency of discord. Indeed, those of light must persevere as life will continue to manifest that which is created by thought and intention. Those aspects that are not desired will increase for all souls on earth. Find the light of your soul and cultivate peace by choosing to embrace love. This brings us to the story of the Cluses and their journey to explore earth. Go with me now to the mountains of Peru as we revisit the joy and sudden turmoil of these beings of a planet called Zez. The Cluses are millions of years old in the understanding of Earth. Their star is a place of contentment with a simple life of families and friends. They stand 3 to 4 feet tall. Their eyes are large and black. Their noses are small and flat and their lips are thin. They have 3 fingers and toes. They wear no clothing but they enjoy colorful headbands and beaded jewelry designed by many from hobbies and artistic endeavors. The Cluses procreate energetically and large families are enjoyed by this race. They lived many lives of approximately 200 years and they incarnated back into their own race. This would change infinitely. But this would come later. Zez is located in close proximity to Belix where their close friends live. The Belixians visit and share meals with the Cluses. There is great love with celebrations as close bonds are enjoyed. On these occasions of joy, there are drums and crystal instruments played with dancing. Everyone sings and their languages are known to one another as visits have been constant for thousands of years. The Cluses increased their own visits to Belix and it was in these moments that a decision was made to visit Earth. Arcturians had visited Belix many times and assisted their endeavors and desires to explore. They brought these beautiful beings to Earth as they had not yet acquired the technology to travel in this manner. As visits became more frequent, many Belixians hid among rocks when crafts were leaving with Arcturians along with their own friends. These choices brought death and destruction as survival was not possible. The remnants of their bodies were recovered within massive mountains in Peru. The Cluses gained knowledge from their friends on Belix. Their crafts became sufficient to travel great distances. Their own curiosity increased with the desire to visit the great planet Earth that their friends spoke about regularly. With great planning and effort, crafts sped through pathways they had only heard about from their friends on Belix. Alone and excited, the small beings landed in the mountains of Peru. Determined to make this visit a success, they formed groups to explore caves and areas deep with the mountains. Local indigenous tribes were alerted by the hum of crafts and peaceful men became afraid of lights seen entering the area. The fear of the unknown grew and many gathered to attack the peaceful Cluses that continued to joyfully explore. When sounds of indigenous warriors screaming and sounding aggressive became louder, the Cluses panicked. Many ran to the few crafts that were present on the ground. Quickly the crafts were boarded and left the earth. Those that remained deep in the mountains were left behind. Their friends high above in crafts were stricken with grief and fear. The remnants of the Cluses have been located deep in areas that have been converted to mines in Peru. Small bodies with only images of the beings in a mummified form are left. Studies and questions have continued unanswered about lives unknown to those on Earth. Life on Zez continues to thrive. Friendships have grown as Arcturians and Pleiadians now visit these stars unknown to those on Earth. The Galactic Federation has upgraded their bodies to circulate light. Death and reincarnation no longer exist with those on Zez, Belix, Tuiz, and many other planets too numerous to mention. Life is honored and souls thrive in light as gifts from the powerful Galactic Federation. The souls on Zez have magnificent technology in these moments. They explore areas of the vast cosmos with their friends. They enjoy beautiful homes with art and crystals. Their animals are peaceful with small cats and unicorns. Fairies fly through the air and create toys for the children of Zez. Life is good and peace prevails. As you continue in your waking dream, remember that all mysteries will be understood in the soon coming shift of the ages. The beautiful Zez will join you in the ever-growing galactic civilization. Eniki Maia, I love you so. Leika.